Thanks for joining us today on Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. Michigan's waterfowl hunting season is underway, and firearms deer hunting season opens in Michigan in a few weeks. Hunting's a major pastime around the state, and thousands of hunters will be fanning out in search of that big buck. Wild foods expert Hank Shaw has a new cookbook out called Duck, Duck, Goose, Recipes and Techniques for Cooking Ducks and Geese, Both Wild and Domesticated. He's also the author of Hunt, Gather, Cook, Finding the Forgotten Feast. And he runs a website for those interested in wild game dining called Hunter, Angler, Gardener, Cook. Hank Shaw, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get involved in or interested in cooking wild game in the first place?
Well, I actually started hunting precisely to get my hands on wild game. I'm one of the adult onset hunters that people talk about, where I only started about 11 years ago when I was 32. And I'd been a forager and an angler my whole life, but when I lived in Minnesota, I was in the Twin Cities, and my friend of mine taught me how to hunt, and you know, he kind of lured me in by giving me mallards and pheasants, and I wanted to cook them and eat them because I'd been a restaurant cook, and it's just an amazing produce, you know, it's an amazing game that you really just want to get your hands on, and you can't buy it, so you got to go hunt it.
Didn't grow up in a hunting family then?
I did not.
Okay. What was the first wild game you ever ate?
It was a mallard. It was a mallard that my friend shot on a pond in Minnesota. And it was so different from any of the ducks that I'd cooked in restaurants before that it was fascinating that it could be the same animal.
Do you ever have rattlesnake?
I have, in fact, have rattlesnake.
I have as well. I was surprised at how tasty it was.
It's tricky to cook, though, you know, because it gets a little stringy, and who knows how old that snake was. But it's not on my top 10, but yes, I've eaten them.
Your website won a James Beard Award for Best Blog of the Year. Is it a surprise to you at all that they would choose a site that focuses on wild game?
It's not as huge a surprise because I had been nominated twice before, but it sure was good to finally win one. I mean, it's you know, only three people will get nominated and go to New York, and I was the only, you know, outdoor or wild foods website that did, and to hear my name was really kind of, I was pretty stoked.
What's your favorite wild game to eat?
It's hard to say. I mean, they're all my children, right? You know, but I think if I had to be narrow,
I can hear our listeners say, geez, he eats his children. That's rather unpleasant. But
it's sort of Greek, right? You know, like so the Titans and the Greek gods. But I would say probably ruffed grouse would be up there. And canvasback ducks would be another.
And that is just, that's texture, that's taste, that's what?
It's the flavor of ruffed grouse is really pretty special. It is essentially a wild chicken, and there's lots of them actually up here in Michigan. And it's sort of the poultry king to me. And then canvasbacks are to me the kings of ducks. I mean, they're fat, they're sweet, they're big and meaty. And they have such a history in the United States. I mean, this is the duck that J.P. Morgan or Andrew Carnegie would have dined on. Mm. And to be able to keep doing that tradition is kind of special.
Before you leave town, there was an article in yesterday's Free Press about woodcock and ruffed grouse in Michigan, which you should probably check out. Just in yesterday's edition, I just mentioned that, it just popped into my head. Do you work up all the recipes on the website yourself, or do you take submissions from others?
They're all mine. Now, that said, I adapt from some of my friends who write cookbooks. I also take some traditional recipes like Jägerschnitzel or Sauerbraten, and then I'll make them my own. So yes, it's a Sauerbraten or a Jägerschnitzel, but it's my own version of it.
Your first book, Hunt, Gather, Cook, had a focus on encouraging people to hunt and fish and forage. I'd think that most people interested in the book were already doing that. Would you say that it wound up helping people who already found enjoyment doing those things, or did you convert people for whom that sort of thing was new?
I think it's actually both. I mean, for every person, like yesterday we did an event at Red Haven, and the great thing was four people came up and said, I started hunting because of your book, and that was incredibly gratifying. But I also heard from four or five people who were hunters who said, I never knew about foraging before I read that book. And so it's allowed people who are already in the outdoors expand their skill set.
Talk to us about foraging.
Mm-hmm.
Just what's involved? Is it it sounds uncommon to me. I don't know anybody who does this.
But. I think you might be surprised because foraging can be as simple as picking berries when you're up at the cottage in the summertime. It can be as simple as, you know, making
asparagus,
exactly, yeah. or crab apple jelly or something like that. And that's sort of the core of it. And then the more and more and more that you do, like we're going to go pick hickory nuts after we're done with radio today. The wider that net, the more you depend on wild food, the kind of more hardcore a forager you are. Mm. And I'm kind of representing the edge of what you can do because I get about 20-50% of my produce from the wild.
20-50%.
Depends on the season, though, you know.
Your newest book is about cooking goose and duck. Why those two things this time around?
Two reasons, really. The biggest reason is because for the first time in maybe 20 years, 50 years, who knows, good quality domesticated birds are available to the home cook. And the reason that is because for about a decade, the restaurant chefs have been excited about duck. There's so many things you can do with it. They're kind of the new pig. And so with the restaurant cooks being so excited, that's kind of come down to the home cook. And the second reason is because I for every duck hunter I know, they have either a couple of recipes or two or three recipes, and I really wanted to be able to expand the ability of hunters to work with the birds that they bring home.
We're talking with wild foods expert Hank Shaw. His new cookbook is called Duck, Duck, Goose, Recipes and Techniques for Cooking Ducks and Geese, Both Wild and Domesticated. Is there a difference in how those two are prepared?
Yes. Wild birds tend to be leaner and denser because they're older and they fly for a living.
Leaner and denser.
Yes.
Okay.
Denser, so a mallard is not very big. A mallard dressed is going to be a little less than 2 pounds, but it'll happily feed two people, where a domesticated Pekin duck that you would get in the supermarket is going to be closer to 3.5 to 4 pounds, and that will also only feed two people. So there's a density and a richness to the meat that you get in wild that you just don't get with most domestic. Now, that's changing with really good breeds, but for the most part, that's true.
Waterfowl hunting season is underway here in Michigan right now. Are there typical mistakes that hunters make when it comes to preparing a duck or a goose for the table?
It's actually a mistake everybody makes. And so here's what you have to remember. Ducks are not birds. Sounds crazy, right? But yes, they are, of course, birds biologically. But in the kitchen, they're actually beef. If you think of the breast, like steaks, and the legs and wings, like brisket, you're about 90% of the way there. I mean, remember, a duck breast should be served exactly the way you like your steak, and the legs and wings just need slow and low cooking.
Mm. Hank Shaw is the author of Duck, Duck, Goose, Recipes and Techniques for Cooking Ducks and Geese. His website, Hunter, Angler, Gardener, Cook, can be found at honestfood.net. Hank Shaw, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.